was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor, while the hand they hold behind their backs confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls strings and makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings. As the night folds in on a rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride. They claim to seek a new world order, nations without borders, but don't believe the lie. Even in this wealthy nation, it could come down to starvation in the twinkling of an eye. They tell us there will soon be peace, our lives will be an endless feast, but they lead us toward the dark. Distant sabers rattle, and the armies train for battle as the beast prepares his mark. There's an unseen hand.
Welcome, welcome, Resurrection Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth, right? Well, folks, we've seen from many different government agencies the MIAC reports, and we've heard the Southern Poverty Liar Center try and target us all and make us all seem like big, bad domestic terrorists. Well, consider the source. We're dealing now with the rise of the American militia. And I tell you, it's necessary for us all. It's necessary for us all to be vigilant during these times. I don't really believe in any kind of violence as a solution. And I tell you, it's most important that we all focus on peaceful, calm solutions. We have to remain and maintain our honor, regardless of what those who are the enemy are doing. We have to be vigilant and we have to be prepared. We are low in numbers, those that are resolute and willing to do what it takes to honor the position that we've promised. You know, the Bible says something about loyalty oaths. And some people have confused loyalty oaths to mean that, well, we shouldn't be taking an oath to anything, including the Constitution. Well, I'd like to submit to you that the oaths that the Bible posits as its not to take loyalty oaths, well, the oath to the Constitution is a promise. Your loyalty is to God or your political standing or your understanding. But your promise is to maintain the law. What is the law? Law states that you shall not murder. You shall not steal. You shall not covet. These are tenets that were established in this republic. Regardless of what many may say, regardless of what many may believe in, whether you believe in God or whether you are an atheist, whether you believe in Buddha, the foundation of the law of this land was established on British common law, not British monarchy, but the common law that was established to identify what natural rights were, what the rights of each and every one of us, inalienable, unremovable. These rights were not given to us by our fellow man. These rights are not given to us by a government. These rights are granted by God. Some of you who do not believe in God, you consider it by the natural divine order of things. But let's remove what we believe and what we think for a moment. Forget about your belief, if you believe or not believe, and whatever it is, your ideology is. I can separate myself from that when I discuss the law. Now, this republic, its law was based upon the Great Charter. Our framers believed that they derived their authority to declare independence based upon the Great Charter, the inalienable inherent rights that are with us. Hillary Clinton said in a recent statement that the unborn child, or the unborn person, does not have inherent constitutional rights. When you're an infant in your mother's womb, she said that you don't have, well, the unborn is not a person. Well, it's kind of funny what she was speaking about. Not many people caught it. This was something that she said, of course, standing for the woman's so-called right to choose. But she said that the unborn was not a person and covered by constitutional rights. Well, here's the thing. Until a child is assigned a birth certificate and given corporate personhood, she was actually correct. In the legal construct, she was correct. That until that child is given that birth certificate, that child doesn't exist under the law, doesn't exist to this legal system. That's where they have us. So see what she was saying, she was speaking truth. As devious as she is and as devious as the truth is. You know, and we hear people from across the pond there saying that, you know, it's not really any difference to actually take the life of a child just born. I almost fell out of my chair when I heard that. But until that child receives the birth certificate, until they receive their corporate personhood, they're all caps, legal corporate name, they're actually right. There is no constitutional protection according to 14th Amendment jurisdiction and according to the 1861 Person Act. You see, that's what they're using. They're using, again, the 14th Amendment to support abortion, and most people don't even realize it. One of the evils about this amendment, one of the reasons why Bruce and I stay stuck on this amendment, is because they've taken the lawful system and they've replaced it with the legal system. That legal system is inherently evil, because it withdraws and removes God from the equation. Therefore, It's man's decision and discretion as to who's a person and who's not a person and who's covered by their new constitution that was established in 1868. A lot of people I try and explain about the secret constitution that was created in 1868. Well, when you realize that the Person Act was created in 61 to establish, this is all in preparation for what they knew was coming, then you'll understand and you'll see the evil in it all. It's inherently evil because it goes against God. It takes, regardless, remember now, regardless of what you believe, I'm talking about now the law, not your beliefs. Our founders, some of them were atheists. Some of them were just deists. Most of them were Christian. But even the founders who were not Christian, I have quotes from them that state that they understand that the moral tenet, the need for Christianity, not a denomination, not a specific church, not the Vatican, not the Church of England, that misuses God's law and turns it into man's law, no different than the Pharisees. These are modern day Pharisees of their day. If they understand the root of the Great Charter is based upon the Holy Bible, and they can look at the Holy Bible rather than ideologically or religiously and attach it to a church, they can start to see that the Bible was used as the book of the law because the law within it was an inherently moral law. Why the Christian Bible? Why the Old and New Testament? Well, if we went by the Old Testament, I suppose we could stone people and do all kinds of things that were in the Old Testament. When Jesus came along, whether you believe in him as the Savior, or whether you just look at the Bible, as many do these days when they're learning that the law was built upon it, as a code book, you'll see that Jesus in the Bible, the same man, excuse me, the same man who raised the dead, gave us all his ability. If you read the Bible carefully, you'll see that he didn't do very much more than we can do here on this planet while he was on this planet. I can raise the dead too. So can you. But it depends on how upon you look at it now. Does it mean that you're walking up to a corpse that is void of its breath and that you're raising it up? No. But what it does mean is that once you identify that corporate personhood, once you identify that you can invoke your living nature, your living, breathing soul, once you realize that the legal system that they've replaced the original Constitution with is based upon the removal of God's law, then you'll understand how to use it as a code book. Then you'll understand that to raise the dead, what you need to do is come up out of that 14th Amendment jurisdiction. It's very simple once you realize it. It's like a light bulb goes off over the top of your head once it clicks, once you get it. And all of these unconstitutional laws, from the driver's license to the concealed carry permits to now one state I was just reading earlier, they took all of their concealed carry permit owners and in violation of their own state law released all of their names to the federal government. You know, all of those things, they have us so programmed that, oh, we got to follow the law. Oh, we got to follow the law. We don't know what the law is, because what we have right now is gangsterism. We have the lack of law acting as the color of law, enforcing and invoking policies, codes, statutes that go against the law of the Constitution that was founded upon the Great Charter. The Great Charter, again, being built upon like a foundation. It's just like building a building. First thing you do is you build your foundation. The foundation of the true republic is the Holy Bible. Whether or not you can argue with me all day long if you want to. And I can tell you, I could renounce or denounce God himself. It would not change the fact, regardless of what my personal beliefs are, it would not change the fact of what the law really is based upon. The reason that it was based upon what it was based upon was because out of all of the faiths, I'm not talking about the religions now, I'm not talking about the doctrines of men who took the faith and turned it into what they wanted it. I'm not talking about Sharia. I'm not talking about Talmud. I'm not talking about statutes and commercial codes or commercial crimes. I'm talking about the inherent rights bestowed upon us by nature and nature's God. And like I said, you can look at it however you want, but the same men, some of which did not believe in God, understood the morality that was built upon this system. It was not a democracy. It was not mob rule. It was a democratically elected, and somehow they went from democratically elected constitutional republic to a democracy. Now, even some of our founders used the term democracy, but most of them did not. They rejected it. Because it is not a democracy. It is a constitutional republic, democratically elected constitutional republic. And out of those representatives, you'll hear today about what this candidate stands for and what they believe in. I could give a damn what they believe in. I could give a damn what they stand for. Their obligation is to uphold the Constitution. Now, I played for you last night a clip from Chris Ann Hall. And Chris Ann very clearly chastised a U.S. senator. The U.S. same U.S. senator that turned around and said, how did he put it? He said that, well, most people today don't believe in the Constitution. So we have to, and man, she shut him down quicker than anything. It doesn't matter what they believe in. It doesn't matter what the representatives believe in. It doesn't matter what I believe in or you believe in. This nation, each and every one of our nations, came together in a union, and we all agreed that the Great Charter, being the foundation of the law, we would come into a union together, and the federal government would exist to regulate, would regulate commerce between the nations and provide for the common defense. They had very limited, enumerated powers. These powers were not questionable. These were restrictions that were placed upon government. Restrictions. Matter of fact, I think that some of the subversion started right from the beginning by calling them the Bill of Rights. They are no such thing. They are the Bill of Restrictions upon government, because the founders realized that government was in a form inherently evil, that power would corrupt people, and too much power, absolute power, would corrupt completely. So, in order to try and maintain that, and Benjamin Franklin said when he came out, when he was asked, "What have you brought us, sir, behind closed doors in this private little meeting?" A republic, if you can keep it. So, what happened from that day forward was a bunch of men, the modern day Pharisees, one after another, every term after another term, was them figuring out how they could undermine it. We'll be back after a few words from our sponsors, Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio Broadcast on RBN.
This is the most transparent administration in history. We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
They see the military style garb, they see the weapons, and they've been conditioned to be fearful of that.
These are good folks out here, and they're just being good American citizens. You wouldn't be afraid of a Boy Scout troop or anything else. It's the same thing, except that we have bigger guns than they do.
And a lot of these guys are really just concerned about the direction of their country and out here trying to be prepared in case something happens.
I joined 5 years ago,
because I felt a need to just prepare for, you know, 9/11 had happened not that long before. There were other attacks going on in other nations. And if something happened to disrupt my way of life, what would I need to be prepared? Food, water, medication, shelter, clothing, defense. Well, everything I went to focused on those five, but never talked about defense. Who could I get a hold of that would be able to coach me on what weapons work best for various situations? Well, then I remembered everything I learned in the media about the Michigan militia.
I was an Army veteran, and I became interested in the militia because I'm a veteran of the military, and I thought I could put that that training to good use, helping my fellow citizens learn how to better be prepared.
So we've got members that are really gung-ho here every event. We've got people that float in and out depending on what else is going on in their lives at the moment. We're all family people, so that has to come into account. But through events, we'll have anywhere from a dozen, 20, and sometimes in upwards of 60 members that are participating at any one given time. We're neighbors, we're parents, we're business owners, we're everybody else in the neighborhood. We're just willing to step up and help out the neighbors when it's needed.
You know, just from what I have seen, the biggest issue is how militia groups have been overgeneralized to other groups on sort of the right wing end of the spectrum. They're different from racist groups. They're different from a lot of other patriot groups. And there's a lot of variation even within state militias in terms of, you know, one group in the Southeast might be a little more politicized or slightly more conspiracy theory leaning than other groups. And I think that it's important to remember that overgeneralization is a bad thing for understanding how these groups operate and what they're all about.
We welcome anybody as long as you're prepared to defend the Constitution. I don't care. And I really don't pay attention to people's race. I'd like more people to come out, period, regardless of what color they are. It's just not something I care about. I wish there were more people of different races out here. I wish there were just more people out here. So it's not something we focus on. We don't care. Besides, if you're all like this, you can't see anybody's skin color anyway. So that's what we want to see, more camouflage people.
The militia group itself is rather non-political. Every person here has their own feelings, their own things. We probably do tend to lean more to the right. Socially, I'm probably more libertarian line because socially I'm very liberal. And even down to different topics. Had a discussion recently about gay marriage. I don't think that the government is in the position to rule on gay marriage. I don't think I should have to ask the government's permission for myself to get married. So if you just get the government out of that altogether, the only benefits are tax, business, and other laws. Get those out of the way. Let the people do
what's
natural.
We'll be right back after a few words from our sponsors. Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Hey, yo, Pop, just got my new black robe, my bench, my new hammer, representing Saturn, the inhibitor. Up in this room with a permanent rings around it. The mere fact is a felony, it's got me hurting like aw. Wish it was a misdemeanor, I'd be murking them all. I'm not overly concerned at what you heard on the call. All I have in this world is my word and my balls. So if I testify, you can bet your bottom buck. I do not invest in lies, understand I got them stuck.
I'm the judge
if
here.
You babble on the stand, it can get abrupt. I will put the gavel in my hand and just crush your nuts. I will treat you like a stepchild, chill. If the demons don't get you, then the reptiles will. So understand your selections in jest. I possess projectiles to put impressions in vest. I'm the greatest of all time, maybe second at best. Comparisons are apples and oranges, checkers and chess. You all go broke like molesters confess. You like a talk show host trying to pester your guests. You could call me Phil Donahue cause I'm blessed to take a mic and make it like you didn't ever exist. You think a black robe and a bench is keeping you blessed? I got your number now, don't think I don't know your address. 1-900-MURDER-MURDER-MURDER-MURDER. Address too. You wanna start playing God? You wanna take a trip to the sky, I'll take you there. Put your hand under your thigh and make you swear. Just know you're betting your balls in whatever you say. And I'm clever with a cleaver, I will send him away. With one single lie, the questions of veracity. I don't tolerate a scintilla of mendacity. Barring any unforeseen catastrophe, the Roman in me says that that's the way
it has
to be. Your double standards don't fit in.
Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. Folks, you know that Bruce Ray Riggs is running for Congress, the 11th Congressional District in the state of Florida. I am his campaign manager, and we have been working very hard to get this information out. Finally, we have our website is functioning. It was taken down. He has a case against the county, Dirty Citrus County, and we had DirtyCitrusCounty.com with all of the evidence that he had gathered over the course of time. That shows that they essentially railroaded him and have been railroading other people through this process. Now, that website has been destroyed. Destroyed, folks. And I mean, when I mean destroyed, I mean you can't even go to the Wayback Machine and get a copy of the evidence that he had. There's one thing that they have not been able to destroy yet because we put it in several different places, and that is if you go to resurrecttherepublic.com, you will find at the very top the 14th Amendment thesis on the secret constitution that we have been sharing for some time now. That is Bruce and my combined work. We also have 1,200 hours of additional work that was put into a total presentation, and it was edited as short as possible so that people could understand it. It was around 32 pages in its length. It is called The Reconstruction Replacement Government, Research, Documentation, and Evidence of Constitutional Usurpation by Fraud. And you can find that also at the top of resurrectrepublic.com. If you go to, and this is our new site for the campaign, proveitsreal.com. Proveitsreal.com also has that information on it, along with information on the campaign. Now, I appreciate very much those of you over the course of time and just recently have sent a few donations in. I thank you very much. But I would also ask you right now, if you believe in what we're doing, if you believe in the message that we have, if you believe in the research that we put forward, if you believe that by acknowledging this and fighting for this, we can take this back, I need your help. I need you to go to resurrectrepublic.com and click on PayPal and send whatever you can. We're not greedy, and we're not asking you to send $1 million. We're asking you to do whatever you can. We are fighting every single day. I wake up at 4:30 in the morning and I take care of the animals and I come in and I'm working, I'm writing, I'm publishing. I go to events, I speak, I go to these events in the Bundy Ranch, I go to Oregon, I go to the Red River. There's another one here in Texas. You've heard the fellow last night. They'd like us to come and present our research in Texas. In Texas, where there is a state there that maintained a bit of its sovereignty, even though it's losing it from within, thanks to the communists. And folks, what we're doing, you know, there have been times where I thought that I was going to throw in the towel. There were times where I thought that this was, you know, what am I doing? Other people aren't willing to stand up. They're not willing to stick their neck out. Well, my faith has been restored, that I believe that I may have been a little bit quick to make that judgment. However, we do have the enemy at the door right now. Right now. The United Nations plot to disarm America is commencing. It's mounting that Obama and his colleagues at the United Nations were long ago preparing for complete gun confiscation of civilian-owned American guns. There is a document previously held secret which has surfaced and clearly signals the intention of the United Nations to engage in gun confiscation in the relatively near future. The document is damning. However, the existence of the document is not even needed to prove the point that there is a major confrontation brewing between the American people and the international so-called peacekeeping, not peacemaking, UN force. And it is coming right around the corner.
This is just another nail in America's coffin. Now, this document I'm referring to is the UNODA, the United Nations Office for Disarmament Affairs. It reads as follows. The issue of military-grade weaponry in the hands of civilians looms ever larger in the face of the global implementation of 22 Agenda 21 by member nations. In particular, the United States of America has an estimated 500 million weapons in the hands of its civilian population. This is not just a static problem. It is a massive dynamic problem for the process of confiscation, as there will be those who refuse to surrender their firearms. Folks, this is a United Nations document. They are openly and outwardly admitting, all of the liberals that would say, oh, we're not going to take your guns, we just don't want, they're all full of it. Absolute bald-faced lies. The American media will not tell you this. This is why it's essential for this show and other shows like it to continue on. We risk every single day. We're dropping like flies. We're dropping like flies. Another death. Victor Thorne. Victor Thorne allegedly committed suicide. I don't believe that any of these folks are committing suicide, these folks that are speaking out. I don't believe it. A man who has fought hard to bring people the truth. I think Robert Ravolt and I should do a show on that. So this letter goes on. Within the discussion framework, we have identified several problem areas that must be addressed, and they are, number one, classification of military-grade weapons to be made illegal for possession. To be made illegal by who? Who in the hell gave the United Nations right to even discuss laws that would be subversive against the Constitution? By doing this, I want to make myself very clear. Within this document, what they have done is they have become a terrorist organization on American soil. Within the discussion framework, we have identified several problem areas that must be addressed. Classification of military-grade weapons to be made illegal for possession. Number two, creation of programs to provide reasonable compensation for voluntary surrender of said arms. Three, codification of laws to begin the restricting and the strict licensing of concealable firearms. Folks, I've been trying to tell you to stop fighting for CCW. Stop fighting for permission. This permission is your essential rope around your neck. State CCW permits released to the federal government. Let me look that up real quick. I know you hear the typing. Don't worry about it. Check this out. Let it open up. I forgot I was gonna bring this up earlier, and I'm sorry I didn't, but you guys need to hear this. The Missouri Highway Patrol gave the federal government a list of CCW permit holders. Jefferson City, the Missouri Highway Patrol admitted on Thursday that it released the names of more than 163,000 Missourians who have concealed weapons permits to a federal agent twice in the past 2 years. Governor Jay Nixon's administration maintains that the releases were legal and done to aid an investigation. But that has done little to calm anyone over the concerns over what they see as a breach of privacy rights and a potential evidence of intrusive gun tactics from the federal government. It's called treason. I'm very concerned that this may be a backdoor attempt to create the Eric Holder gun registry, said House Speaker Tim Jones, Republican of Eureka, referring to the U.S. Attorney General. Missourians are very much opposed to this type of government and overreach and intrusion. Folks, not only are they opposed, I would submit that one of the biggest arguments against the CCW and against this permission slip use of the inherent right to keep and bear arms, one of the biggest complaints was that this was going to be used as a list to first go to the federal government and then to the United Nations for disarmament. And people were told that they were conspiracy theorists and that they were crazy. Well, this is out of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, folks. Who's crazy now? Who's crazy now? The admission comes as State House Republicans are decrying the state's new method of scanning images of personal documents needed for, get this, driver's license registrations. I'm done. I'm finished talking. I am finished submitting. I am finished complying. I told you folks, and I've been telling you for years, that any license to grant a special privilege or permission for doing something that years ago was lawful activity. And I'm talking about traveling on the open road legally, lawfully. Now, I would like to know how many people think that I'm crazy now. I said a long time ago that if you give them the right or the ability or the authority to license one, just one of your inherent rights, it will be the beginning of the end of them all. And here, my friends, is the direct and complete evidence of that fact, of that absolute fact. It cannot be argued any longer. It cannot be debated any longer. Let me start with the first argument, and I am going to make this connection between driver's licenses and the CCW permit, right down to them giving the CCW permits and all of that information to the federal government. If ever a judge understood the public's right to use the public roads, it was Justice Tolman of the Supreme Court of the state of Washington. And he said, complete freedom of the highways is so old and well established a blessing that we have forgotten the days of the robber barons and the toll roads. And yet, under an act like this, arbitrarily administered, the highways may completely be monopolized. If through lack of interest, the people submit, then they may look to see the most sacred of their liberties taken from them one, by more or less rapid encroachment. This was from Robertson v. Department of Public Works. The words of Justice Tolman ring most prophetically in the ears of people throughout the country today, as the use of public roads has been monopolized by the very entity which has been empowered to stand guard of our freedoms, that of the state government. The most sacred of liberties of which Justice Tolman spoke was personal liberty. The definition of personal liberty is the following. Personal liberty, or the right of enjoyment to life and liberty, is one of the fundamental or natural rights which has been protected by its inclusion as a guarantee in the various constitutions which is not derived from, nor is it dependent upon, the United States Constitution, which may not be submitted to a vote and may not depend on the outcome of its election. It is one of the most sacred and valuable rights, as sacred as the right to private property, and is regarded as inalienable. 16 CGS Constitutional Law, Section 202, page 987. The concept is further made clear or amplified by the definition of personal liberty. Personal liberty largely consists of the right of locomotion to go where and when one pleases, only so far restrained as the rights of others may make it necessary for the welfare of all other citizens. Now, of course, the welfare meaning something a lot different back in those days. The right of the citizens to travel upon the public highways and to transport his property thereon is not a mere privilege. It is a right. We'll be back after a few words from our sponsors. Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio Broadcast.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Uncertainty has become the talking point when it comes to financial markets. One thing is becoming certain: safe haven assets. Hard assets are now becoming the choice of informed investors. The most recognized and valued hard asset is gold. The highest performing asset this year is gold. Trust gold to protect and grow your IRA or 401k. Central banks and billionaires are doing the same thing. Choose a more stable asset that has tremendous upside potential. As these uncertain times threaten the markets, your decision to reduce your exposure to these markets before further negative effects to your portfolio would be well-timed. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to transfer your existing IRA into an actual physical gold and silver IRA. American Bullion is the pioneer of gold IRAs. They handle all the details for you. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to get prepared. Start protecting and growing your IRA and 401k before the next crash. American Bullion. 1-800-GOLD-IRA.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Yo, somebody's gonna have to pay.
sides of this helmet know how to take a situation, make it all clouded. They masterfully keep their whole agenda shrouded. Gentiles ain't allowed to learn a thing about it. And if they do, it's made clear as blue. They dare mention the Jew, their whole career is through. Unless they get on their knees and grovel and moan, whether you're Marlon Brando or Oliver Stone. No matter who you are, they can take your head off. Turn a fucking superstar right into a red dwarf. Even if you're self-made from the ground up, they have apparatuses to turn you into ground chuck. Just
welcome back,
your meat grinder. Escape from the
Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. Well, you know, I'm on fire tonight. There's no secret there, huh? We have a caller on the line I want to get to right away. Matt in Missouri. Matt, go ahead. You're on.
Hey, Tom, what was the that UN document you were just talking about?
Yes, let me go back to that. Gee, where do I have that now? Give me a second here, brother.
Not a problem.
Well, you know what? Here it is. It is UNODA, United Nations Office for Disarmament Affairs, and it is AGN 11L72, distribution restricted. It was issued on the 5th of August, 2013. Disarmament Commission for Civilian Weapons Confiscation Study Group, New York, 29th through the 31st of July, 2013. And I am going to this came from Lori Anderson of Freedom Outpost for tonight's episode. She's sent me so many wonderful links. And are you on Facebook?
I've got an account. I haven't been on it in forever. I don't even know how to use a darn thing. I can try and grab it off of Facebook. I just want to get it.
Oh, that's okay. I'm gonna get it to you one way, shape, or form. Hold on a second. How about do you have internet, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna go to I'm gonna go to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mike, do me a favor. I'm gonna go and I'm gonna drop this on the Facebook page of the Republic Broadcasting Network's Facebook page. And if Mike, if you could do this for me, if you could take this article from freedomoutpost.com and publish it to the RBN website, so that this gentleman can get a copy of this article and the document is inside the article. That way you can just go to our website and get it off of our website. Mike, did you catch that? Okay, he caught that. So that's going to go on Republic Broadcasting Network's website, Echo.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Awesome.
And everybody spread it around to as many people as you can, because there is no... There's no ifs, ands, or maybes about this. They are absolutely coming for our guns. Anybody who engages in any CCW or any of this registering, you know, I was trying to tell, I know that well, you know what, hang on to the other side, if you will, if you want to. If not, I'll get into a little bit of a description on the other side. Folks, feel free to call in. 800-723-9443. We'll be right back after a few words from our sponsors. Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others. And you're welcome to call in.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.